You're listening to SBS News.
It's now been 100 days since Russian tanks first rolled onto Ukraine's soil to begin an invasion of its eastern neighbour. The true death toll is unknown, but the United Nations' current estimates say the war has resulted in over 4,000 deaths and over 5,000 injured, including 242 children killed. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Yevhenia Filipenko, says Ukrainian forces remain intensely motivated to protect their homeland. Ms. Filipenko says the last 100 days have been ones of unspeakable destruction and suffering of innocent Ukrainians.
It's not about the numbers, but it's about the people. When I think about these 100 days, I have the faces of children who have lost their parents, who have lost their homes. I see the faces of their mothers who had to flee their homes from Russia's attacks. I see the impressions, the facial impressions of suffering of each and every Ukrainian.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's forces now occupy about 20% of Ukraine's territory, and the eastern industrial city of Severodonetsk is largely in ruins. But Ukraine says it had recaptured a large chunk of territory in fierce fighting for the city and foiled an attempt by Russian troops to advance from the devastated eastern industrial inland on the 100th day of the invasion. The United Nations says given the scale of destruction and death, there will be no real winners from this conflict. But Zelensky has delivered a national address with a different tone, saying Ukraine will emerge victorious.
The faction leader is here, the head of the presidential office is here, the prime minister is here, the presidential advisor is here, the president is here. Our team is much larger. Ukrainian armed forces are here, and most importantly, our people are here. We have defended Ukraine for 100 days already. Victory will be ours. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to our heroes.
Meanwhile, the war is taking its toll on the global economy, which is still reeling from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Russia and Ukraine account for nearly a third of global wheat supplies, while Russia is a key fertilizer exporter and Ukraine a major supplier of corn and sunflower oil. With its control of some of Ukraine's biggest ports and critical Black Sea shipping routes, Russia has been blocking Ukrainian farm exports, deepening a global food crisis. The Prime Minister of Slovakia, Eduard Heger, says he hopes the problem is resolved soon.
First priority is to help the Ukrainians secure the ports at the sea so they could start to export it on the boats, because we know that even the trains, if we put in operation, will not be able in the same time to export the grain over the green route. So we have to do it. We have to do it as much as possible.
But Russia is denying it has blocked the ports. In a television interview with state media, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Ukraine had put sea mines in its ports, not Russia, and they should be the ones to move them. He said the food crisis was the fault of the West.
It has nothing to do with any Russian military operation in the Donbas. It has nothing to do with it at all. But the next step, when our operation began, the Europeans and the Americans, the so-called American partners, began to take steps that aggravated the situation in this sector, both in the food and fertilizer sectors.
The UN remains determined to find a solution. Crisis coordinator Amin Awad says negotiations are ongoing with UN aid chief Martin Griffiths in Russia right now to help resolve the impasse.
The negotiations are going on, and both Greenspan and at least I know of Martin Griffiths now is there. I don't think I'm in a position to disclose much. I'm not in Moscow, I'm here, but I know that this is tedious and a lot of details, and there is a lot of shuttling between Moscow and other countries that of concern, and the negotiation continues.
Some countries remain sceptical a solution can be found. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer is wondering if Russian President Vladimir Putin can be reasoned with. He says everyone needs to do their part to bring the war to an end.
It's a security question. What does it mean if there is hunger on the world? If North Africa is destabilized? And so I think it's necessary here to share all information, and everyone has to do more that this war ends. First of all, Putin. And we all have to try to push him, to bring him to this, to say stop, not anymore.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.